Mr. Colon, in your testimony, you indicated that rural response rates are lower. You gave statistics. Barry Denk from our Center for Rural Pennsylvania also gave statistics, and I'm exceedingly concerned. I chair the Senate Communications and Technology Committee. We are trying to wrap our arms around the full magnitude of the connectivity problem in rural Pennsylvania. And when I look at the map of York County, what I can tell you is that those areas that lack high-speed internet also have some of the greatest rural poverty and probably some of the greatest reluctance to trust people who come knocking on their doors. So to continue, I mean, do you see that as a challenge?
Absolutely. You know, when we are traveling around the Commonwealth, and you look at urban poor communities, they are no different from the poor rural communities that we have in Pennsylvania, and the challenges.
Well, I would say, I would contend with you that that's very far from the truth. And that is because in the urban poor community that I also represent, their proximity and access to a lot of nonprofit organizations who are on your list, they're active and they're working and they're caring for those people. But I can tell you that in York County, I had to go to bat and to go to battle with the United Way because they pulled resources out of my small, rural, poor communities because they said they just weren't any big enough partners in those areas to work with. So they eliminated funding for some of the neediest rural poor in the community. You've identified several groups when you spoke. None of those that you identified were rural. I've learned that the Center for Rural Pennsylvania, the Governor's Office of Rural Affairs, are not on your committee or your census commission. And when I looked at that list, I don't know who the trusted partners are other than the Farm Bureau to go into my most rural, least connected communities. So my question for you today is, Mr. Colon, do you see the opportunity to add the Center for Rural Pennsylvania, the Governor's Office of Rural Affairs, and other organizations that can count those people who in the past have been most undercounted by the census process in Pennsylvania?
Well, we are in the business of counting everyone in the Commonwealth, and if we can find partners anywhere across the Commonwealth, we are going to work together with them. And I'm going to make available the list of the
Before you move forward, so you are willing to put additional partners onto your commission for the purposes of addressing a rural undercount in Pennsylvania?
That is, you know, that is not a decision that I can make. That is a decision that needs to be made by the administration. I will tell you this. In all honesty and fairness, when the Governor's Commission was established, it was expected that we would have a representative from the House Democrats, the House Republicans, the Senate Democrats, and the Senate Republicans, and we only have one recommendation from the House Democrats to have someone in the Commission. It was the hope to have a nonpartisan issue, just like Senator Fulmer said. This is a Pennsylvania challenge, and this is a Pennsylvania priority, independently of the party affiliation. And that is what us in this city, we are concentrated on doing.
Mr. Colon, the chairman of the Senate State Government Committee has said he has had absolutely no conversations with you or the administration with regard to this very important process. And this is the person who has jurisdiction in the state Senate over this process, but has never had a conversation. Why?
Once again, Senator, with all due respect, the commission was established in September of 2018. It was statewide news, and you could read in the executive order that we were hoping to have nonpartisan representation from all chambers in the House and in the Senate, and we didn't get what we really were looking for. However, let me just provide to you and to all the committee members a list of the commission members, so you have an idea on who they are. And I will also say that the commission called for the establishment of the interagency work group. These are all the state agencies under the governor's jurisdiction that we are working together with partners, with all of them. You know, the Department of Aging, the Department of Community and Economic Development, the Department of Health, of Human Services, and these are individuals that they are preparing the plan on how the state government is going to comply with counting everyone in Pennsylvania. You know, for example, the Pennsylvania Department of Aging have 3 million seniors that they provide services to. So they are going to be providing a plan to us. The Department of Human Services, when it comes to young children or individuals with disabilities, they are going to be providing an outreach plan for us as well. So even if you don't see the group of rural groups that you would like to see in the commission, please know from me personally that we have, and the commissioners, that we have a commitment of counting everyone independently of the zip code. And we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that we are counting everyone in Pennsylvania.
Well, I think that it's important to be able to trust, but of course we must verify. And so I do believe that we need to do more work. If we know that in the past we haven't done something well, we have to plan to do it better next time. And so certainly I think Senator Fulmer, as the chair, myself as the vice chair of the Senate State Government Committee, we will need to have continued conversations with you and the administration with regard to this. So thank you. If I may, Chairman Argel, one of the concerns that has been raised is, of course, with those people who perhaps don't trust government, right? So census takers are volunteers. They're often enlisted, as we said, from advocacy and special interest groups. And they have resources that are tied to counts. So can you talk about what safeguards or checks and balances are in place to protect against fraudulent undercounts or fraudulent overcounts of specific geographical areas and populations?
Well, and I will ask the representative from the Census Bureau to answer, because one of the things is that we are providing all the support necessary for a complete and accurate count in Pennsylvania. But at the end of the day, the only responsible organization counting Pennsylvanians is the U.S. Census Bureau.
Mr. Figueroa, thank you.
Could you restate the question for me?
Absolutely. So, you know, we had talked about the fact that census takers are often enlisted from advocacy and special interest groups. Resources are tied to population counts. If you could discuss what safeguards, you know, checks and balances are in place to protect against fraudulent undercounts or overcounts of certain populations.
Sure. So, you know, as the premier data collection agency, we use up-to-date technology, statistical methodology, high standards of both physical and electronic security measures to protect the confidential information that we collect. We also have quality control measures and what we call a post-enumeration survey in order to have those checks and balances, if you will, in place. But again, I think that we have high standards that are established. Every census employee is sworn to secrecy for life to maintain that privacy and that confidentiality of the data that we collect. And oftentimes, individuals like myself don't have access to that data, nor am I authorized to have access to that data. So I think that there are several measures that are in place in order to ensure that we are collecting accurate information and have quality control measures in place to verify, if you will, that information.
And so having used census data, you know, right now we can only get back to, I believe, 1940, and typically it's released, hopefully after that generation is deceased and then moved on for privacy reasons. You know, we have a lot of concerns with data breaches.
Yes.
We have seen many here in the Commonwealth, our state teachers information management system. Our colleagues on the other side of the aisle had issues. We've had problems with the Department of Vital Records. I could go on and on and on. Can people have a good level of assurance that their data, because now everything is online, will be safe, and they won't be receiving that letter saying, you're now eligible for 2 years of identity protection. Can you talk about that for us?
Sure. So with regard to everything being online, again, that's one of the options that respondents have to be enumerated is to go online, and there are other ways to be counted as well. And again, we have high standards of both physical and security measures. So for instance, we have local area census offices throughout the state. And even though I'm a sworn census employee, if I don't have a business reason to show up at one of those offices, I'm not able to just show up at one of those offices. So I have to arrive announced, and I have to have a business reason in order to be at that office. So we take seriously the privacy and the confidentiality. Title 13 of the U.S. Code provides the authorization and sets the standards for that confidentiality. It protects respondents' information that only the aggregate information that we're authorized to collect is what is produced, so aggregated statistical information. And there are penalties that include up to 5 years of imprisonment and up to $250,000 in fines for anyone that would violate that privacy and that confidentiality. So I have personal reasons why I would be, I don't have an extra 5 years, nor do I have an extra 250,000, if you will, to violate that privacy and that confidentiality. And I think it's important for folks to know that it's not just Josue saying that I'll keep your information safe or that an enumerator, but again, our standards are written into Title 13 of the U.S. Code, and it is a written policy. It is written into law. It is not just something that we say we will do, but again, those standards are in writing.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.